We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes, that is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
These sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid, don't you blame the movies. Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Put the fucking lotion in the
bag. What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Is this the first,
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's claymation.
We've done claymation before.
We did the Rankin and Bass.
It's definitely the worst.
That was Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
Rudolph's Shiny
right?
All New right, Year. That was bone chilling. Right, right.
Yeah. That's when we were giving this shit away for free.
Yeah, not anymore. Thank you so much for subscribing to the Patreon, by the way. Welcome to Animation Damnation.
Right.
What we're talking about today is an episode of Davy and Goliath entitled Halloween Whodunit. Original air date, October 15th, 1967.
Yeah.
AKA apparently before child molesters were invented.
Directed by Mike Lee.
Directed by Raymond Peck.
Okay.
There you go. Directed a lot of Gumby also.
Well, cool. The guy was a master in his
fucking
field.
Fucking professional outfit.
Eric's got it.
I like the idea of him going into a claymation studio. Let's get it done, everybody. Okay, I'm a professional.
All right, this is going to take 7 weeks. Let's do it.
Look up there. You don't see three clocks with different times or different time zones. You see one fucking clock, and that's when things are due.
There's just a sign under the clock that says, my time.
Sir, you do know that claymation takes a really long... I don't care. Get that book. He's going inside the book.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Oh, no, I don't know.
We'll do it live. Claymation.
No,
live.
I don't know what I'm doing in the company I own.
So, like, I'm doing it live, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like these two hands moving around these things.
I would watch that.
And then you could just be like, no, that's Jesus. That's Jesus's hands.
Great point, by the way. So, Davy and Goliath, if you don't recall, it's a Lutheran church produced claymation program where there's a little
is
boy
it?
Named Davy.
It is, at
and
the
his,
end,
and his dog. Yeah, the Lutheran church has their fucking stamp all over this thing.
Oh, I fell asleep so quickly, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I came back to this like four different times because I was bored so much.
Four different times is 29 minutes.
What the fuck? Now I understand how you watched Ernest 50 times.
But the funny
thing is, that's fast paced, baby.
Oh yeah, that really flies by. The funny thing is,
moves at a clip.
This is the first, but not the only religious cartoon I think we're going to be doing on Animation Damnation. Because my fiance turned me towards something. It was a Japanese animated show called Superbook, wherein a boy, a girl, and their robot companion go inside the Bible.
Really?
And have an adventure.
And this is anime?
Yeah, animated, like early 90s kind of, you know, Japanese animation.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
Perfect.
Well, if we do that, we might get haters.
Procedural or
these
is there
are their
big,
stories.
Is there, are there big overarching?
Dun,
you
dun,
know,
dong,
Abel
dong.
Was found.
Or is it like something like Millennium? Bludgeon.
It's more like Millennium, I think.
More like Millennium than anything else.
Okay, good.
So Davy and Goliath is a Lutheran TV, a cartoon,
right.
Or a claymation animation, whatever.
Yeah, what the hell?
Where it's a boy and his dog, and they learn a bunch of lessons about how to be good in this crazy world while Vietnam is happening.
Very prominent.
Yes.
And this
oh,
is
the echoes
the
are everywhere.
Oh, man, the ghosts of Vietnam haunting the halls of Davy and Goliath.
So this is an episode about, it's Halloween time.
Sure.
It leads up to a Halloween costume party.
It's another thing, just like Ernest Scared Stupid, by the way, where there's like this whole fucking buildup to the Halloween party,
yeah.
The town Halloween party. And you know what? It looked like it fucking sucks. It does. It looks like it's terrible.
Well, yeah.
Looks like no fun whatsoever.
It is a church party.
Isn't he getting...
No, that's
also true.
Am I crazy or is Davy getting humiliated at the beginning of all of this?
He falls off a ladder and everybody's laughing at him, which is, I mean, it's
I was
pretty
laughing.
Funny.
I was
is
laughing.
The dog laughing at him too or what?
I think so. Now, let's. That's an important question because what is the dynamic here? Because David and Goliath I'm sure Superbook would tell us that it's an evil giant piece of shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And David is, you know, the noble, a good fella.
Does he get him with a slingshot?
He does get him with a slingshot. He
right,
does.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that back in biblical times they had slingshots.
Well, what do you think they had guns or something?
No,
it was a Bart sticks. Simpson slingshot.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Right? I'm thinking like Dennis the Menace.
You get a rock and a little swing
thing.
You could kill somebody with that thing, man.
Yeah, that's what's like a biblical IED. That thing's going to go off. Shrapnel's going to go right through your eye. I mean,
it's a good thing there wasn't biblical IUDs. We wouldn't have Christ the Lord.
Well, we would, because immaculately conceived.
No. Biblical IUD.
Oh,
dude.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you can't break that.
It'll block the Lord himself.
Yeah, yeah.
But my question, though, is was Goliath like a George Mirison type, do you think? Like, he was just 7'4" in the wrong time? He's a monster!
Yeah, you're exactly right. Look at that giant!
Well, actually, if you think about it, he was probably like 5'10".
Yeah, exactly.
Because people were smaller back then.
It's true.
That's so insane that people were smaller back then. That's another thing that if you start thinking about for too long, you start getting freaked out. Now, Steve brought up a great point mentioning Garfield, because I was confused. I'd never seen this before. It's one of those, like, I knew what it is, and I knew it was churchy, and I didn't give a shit, so I didn't watch it. But what is the situation with people understanding this dog? Is it just Davey?
It's just Davey.
So even the little kids?
Yeah. The little kids don't. Because at one point, the girl, his sister Sally, is like, oh, something, something, Goliath. And he's like, shut the hell up. And she's like, well, I wish I could understand that dog. I think she even says something. Like,
so it's just little Davey Berkowitz.
Yeah, so this kid's disturbed.
The kid Davey is in trouble at some point, and like, there's somebody outside that's just like, you know, pissing about. And then, like,
as you do,
it's the 1960s.
And Goliath is like barking at him so that he can't hear it.
They
do a whole scene.
Well, I didn't know if it was like just like adults, if the kids could get in on the madness.
No. I think it's
so
just.
Do you think
him.
The son of Sam watched this and it inspired him?
Guaranteed.
That or, sounds like, twisted his mind. About right.
Yeah.
Even though he was Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you know.
I think
that's all right. It was on TV.
Yeah, it was on TV. Yeah.
I think the good Lord had blessed Davey with the power to understand this one
David
kind
Berkowitz?
Of boring dog.
This really, I mean, he is a snore.
He's a bit of a pill, you know? It's just like,
A snore is what I would call him. He is a bore.
Listen, if you have a cartoon in where a little boy is teamed with a dog, that dog's the foil, man.
Yeah, he's the
sassy
one.
That dog better be trying to sniff out some weed and some edibles, man.
Let me tell you something that's going to blow your mind.
What's that?
This dog doesn't ask for one ball.
Yeah.
Doesn't ask for one stick. Does not ask for one bone or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Playful. Like, he's just like, do.
Well, it's a dull dog.
Don't do that.
It's a dull dog in a religious themed product.
It might be an old dog, you know, that has been around for a while.
Oh,
and then, like, it never had anyone to talk to until this Davey kid one day could understand his bitter ramblings.
Wait a second. Is that the series finale of this? This dog gets put down, and the dad, being a 1960s dad, makes the kid do it. Right.
Yeah, no, but...
No tears, Davey!
Here's Goliath wants to die, but he's like, hey, Davey, it's against Christian lore for me to commit suicide. You're going to have to convince your father to put me in the crematorium.
But then that gets stickier, because then, like, it's like, well, does this dog have a soul or what? Because if it's got a soul, we can't just be euthanizing things.
It actually does not have a soul, as we'll find out later in Superbook, that God gave man dominion over the, you know, the beasts of the wild.
It's true.
So as we're preparing for this Halloween party, we take a detour into Craps Donut Factory. What is this place called?
I think it's
Claus Donut Plant.
And there's an African-American child that comes in and leaves. He doesn't say a word, which is about 10 more African-American kids that I would have thought would be in this cartoon.
I was shocked. I was watching this on the train. I almost dropped my phone on the fucking floor. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Bravo, diverse claymation casting. Good for you.
So this guy's a real creep. The donut shop proprietor.
He's a genius. Hey, he's invented a donut making machine.
Yeah, that's insane. He's just a crazy man, right?
Well, it's like he dumps some bleach and product. Detergent yeah. into a machine, and out comes all these delicious donuts.
This will poison all the kids.
Yeah, totally. Because he listen. Obviously, this dude does not care about his business model because Davey comes in and he's like, God. Oh boy, Mr. Krops, or what's his name?
Claus.
He's like, oh, Mr. Claus, are you going to be giving away donuts at the Halloween party? And he's like, well, you know I do every year, Davey. I'm always giving my children free donuts.
Oh, no, you could totally bring that dog in this donut shop. Come on in, dog.
And it's like, and Davey's like, you know, Mr. Claus, you could probably charge the school some money in exchange for the donuts, what with capitalism. And he's like, no, these donuts are free for all my children. See, I'm like, you know what's going on here, Claus.
See, all my kids... And you're my kid. Eat my donut.
I love all of you. Yeah. And this, we're not making dialogue up here. He's saying kid.
This is legit.
It is really something.
And
man.
You know, it's creepy because I didn't expect. I watched this show as a kid at Catholic school, and they were bored. They're like, "Hey, watch this." So I was like, "Oh, this will be fun."
I still can't believe they showed that to you.
I was like, "Oh, it'll be like fake, like moralizing garbage. We'll have a fun animation damnation about how evil Halloween is."
Yeah.
No. This episode's kind of about Davey being courted by a couple of dudes.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it goes pretty easy on Halloween. Halloween is not the problem.
I thought going into this, Halloween was going to be the target. No. It's what Mariska Hargitay's taught me is called grooming.
Yes.
Because there are two pedophiles that are grooming the children of this town, and it's fucking terrifying.
Well, Davey kind of has a the night of happen to him.
All like right. Expand on that.
He goes out
and on Halloween night.
And he becomes embroiled in a few things, some mischief. Because
right,
that's how they call it, by the way. When he's talking to, I think, not Mr. Green, maybe Mr. Green. It's Klaus who says mischief night.
He's like, oh, mischief night.
It's mischief night.
What you wearing tonight, Davey?
You going out for mischief?
Which they fuck up because Mischief Night is the night before Halloween. Maybe back in the 60s it was different.
They flipped it on you?
Well, this is separate because we drag everything out now, right?
Yeah.
They put the Halloween candy out at the end of fucking Labor Day weekend, you know?
Yes.
So now we have to have 2 days, Mischief Night and Halloween. Maybe it was the same thing back then.
Okay.
I don't know.
So Davey breaks this donut machine, and Mr. Claus is like, don't worry about it. Hey, Davey, don't. It's all cool.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. So then he goes. He's like,
you'll find a way to make it up to me.
I've got to go see my other adult male friend that lives alone, Mr. Green.
Why are you going away so fast?
Yeah. He's like, all right. I'll see you later, Davey. See you at the Halloween
Meanwhile,
parade.
Like, even when he's leaving, there's more kids lining up to get a taste of his free donuts.
No. But Davey, if he doesn't show up, come back and we'll hang. Just come back and we'll hang out.
Yeah, exactly right. You can kind of hear the tone in this donut maker's voice, by the way, that he's sort of pissed he's going over to Green's because that guy knows what's going on. So then he's at Mr. Green's house, and this guy's a professional beekeeper, I guess.
That creeps me right out.
Oh, sure it does. Living alone, keeping bees.
And he's like,
you're not a retired Sherlock Holmes.
And he's like, okay, Davey, you excited for our trip to the zoo tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, sure, Mr. Green, it'll be so great. And Goliath's like, I want to go too, Davey. And it's like, all right. And
they very explicitly said, this dog cannot go to the zoo, by the way.
Yeah, what's that
go
about?
Go somewhere else.
Davey's just like, hey, you mind if my mom comes? Nope.
Yes, I do.
Do you mind if I tell my parents? You do not tell your parents, Davey.
It's our little secret, Davey.
And I mean, like, you know, maybe we're being crass comedians in New York City in the year 2016. However, this guy refers to it as a date.
Yeah,
he's like,
he does.
Are you excited for our date tomorrow?
What
well,
are
that
we
was
doing?
Just an engagement. You know, you've got a social outing with a much older man.
He's not related to you one way or another.
A remarkably older man, I might say.
Here's a big issue, and we've hit
He's
on this
He's bald.
Before.
He looks like Dylan Baker a little bit.
Ah, damn it! I was going to say he looked like Dylan Baker.
I was going to say Dwight Yoakam. But you shouldn't be friend. Like, if you're a 12-year-old and 12-year-olds listening, contributing to Patreon, thank you. Don't have a fucking 50-year-old friend.
No, please don't. That's have 12-year-old friends.
Or just the only. That's fine, but they have to see you in mixed company only. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yes, parents
and
involved.
Don't trust anyone over 30.
Absolutely not. No one on this show. So he's like, oh, cool, let's put on these beekeeping outfits. And there's a very important theme here. He puts on the beekeeping mask, and he's like, oh, wow, I could be anybody under here, which is creepy.
That's number one.
And it's even
some Hollow Man shit right there.
Like, we're already in bed. We're already Verhoeven.
And I could do any crimes. It's not really me.
And Mr. Green's like, well, Davey, God knows who you are underneath that mask. Which is, and then the funny thing is Davey takes a beat and he goes, can we just get the honey now?
Which is amazing because of all things that will stop this Lutheran church produced television show, it's the second where God is mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. There's some funny business with Goliath. We go to the Halloween parade or the Halloween party.
It sucks, by the way. It sucks ass.
Goliath is dressed as a tiger, barely.
A dancing tiger.
Oh, he loves to dance, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he dancing in other episodes?
I don't know.
He's dancing in this.
No, I know, but
this is my first one.
I've never seen any, but Steve said he saw others, so I didn't
he
know if
said he
was like,
saw the series run.
I didn't know if it was like a character trope that this dog's dancing.
It's entirely possible. If you have anyone over 60 that listens to the Patreon, please write in. And Davey's sister Sally is dressed like a witch, and Davey is dressed like a Martian man.
Yes.
Right, he's got like the space helmet on. But what's really confusing is throughout this entire episode, he's referring to himself as Mars.
Yeah.
It's not like I did it. It was Mars. Mars did that.
Mars did it. Or witch did it. Or
Tiger did it. It's very creepy. I like it behind this mask.
I know he's got a puffy red jacket on, but you're not Mars, kid. You're a spaceman.
You're Davey. Stop it. You're Davey.
You're an alien. Well, only God knows he's Davey right now. Because when he puts on the mask, you know, he becomes like the shape. He starts doing his crimes.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Not
this is
unlike
some,
Michael Myers.
This is some delusional shit, though. Yeah. Because, like, listen,
this is what you're feeding children.
We've all dressed up for Halloween.
Sure.
And at no point was I ever like, I am Raphael the Ninja Turtle. I can beat people up now.
Really?
I didn't need all that candy. Batman ate all that. Oh,
yeah, that would suck though, because then when you take off the mask, you're like, oh wait, I'm obese now. Batman ate all the candy.
Batman's in great shape. I'm obese. I got the raw end of this deal.
I didn't piss in my neighbor's mailbox. Jason Voorhees did. A very cheap looking Jason Voorhees did. I was Jason Voorhees like 4 years in a row out of laziness.
That sounds about right.
Sure,
yeah.
Why not?
So these kids go out, whatever, the parade happens, but then they go out and they start fucking. Davey wins.
They start
rocket.
Fucking?
Wait,
they start fucking
hold,
with
hold
things.
On
oh, that's why you got to finish your sentences.
Yeah, they don't win the main prize. They win, he wins, the special prize.
Yeah, the most. He wins the prize from Mr. Klaus, by the way. He's like, oh, I got to give this kid something.
Yeah, something tells me this fucking vote was fixed.
It's made of donuts.
I'm doing the audience award.
Oh, man, he's making up prizes. Because it fits with Davey's costume. It's like a ray gun that, shoots, rockets. Like, it shoots bullets.
This is infinite ammo.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the 1960s, exactly. And that's what we're giving to kids.
It's just you're spray painting a fucking pellet gun, and you're giving it to your boy to go out there and fucking do whatever.
Well, later on, spoiler alert, he shoots one of the bee hive things with this ray gun.
He sure does.
And the thing explodes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, it's dangerous.
It's a powerful thing. This would kill somebody.
He shoots an air rifle.
He shoots a stop sign, and it tips over, and he's like, wow. Mars has a lot of power.
If you got somebody in the eye with that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, it's going out the fucking back of their brain.
You should shoot that dog, right? Davey and Goliath fucking, knock his brains out.
Clancy Brown from Pet Sematary 2 comes out. Shoot that goddamn dog. Hey, buddy, shoot that dog.
I'm here to fuck your sister. Not really. But yeah, he's going around town shooting stuff. They all kind of turn on each other at one point. Like, they're all sitting down.
Viciously turn on each other.
They're all having fun. And then, Goliath is like, you know what tigers do, Davy? They bite people. And he bites them.
It's bone chilling.
And Davy's like, get the fuck away from me! He does it to Brendan Gleeson. Get the fuck away from me!
Oh, I love it. And, and then, like,
Sally trips Goliath with her broom, I think, while he's dancing.
Yeah, which I would do too. Yeah. I don't need this fucking hot dog and dancing.
He, because, like, Davy's like, what the fuck do you do? And he's like,
I didn't do anything, Davy. Tiger did it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the other.
Yeah.
The other did it.
It's so weird. Lucifer.
And the whole time I'm sitting here like, excuse me, church, shouldn't we be condemning Halloween? And, this is terrifying.
Sally's like, oh, I didn't trip you, Goliath. Witch? Not even the witch. The witch would be creepy enough, but just saying, witch did it.
Witch. Tiger. Mars.
It's really disturbing.
It's so fucked up.
They all split up. Davey's like, you know what, man? Fuck this whole parade. I'm gonna go hang out with the bad kids because there are bad kids.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They've also been fed drugged donuts.
A couple of Draculas breaking shit in town.
Yeah, they're gonna go to Grandma Death's house and try and cut somebody's throat.
And they accidentally run over Jenna Malone with a car. Oh, it's fucking crazy.
Leave her in the road like
oh
that?
No, Davey, you killed that girl. Cellar door, Davy.
What's
she's
that
dead.
Tattoo, Davy? It's a time.
Hey, Davy, Frank was here, went to get beer.
Look at this glowing orb in your chest, Davy. It'll tell you where to go. Hey, Davy, she fell asleep during the Evil Dead. Maybe she's not girlfriend material.
Hey, Davy, the director's cut of this movie is actually worse than the theatrical version.
Disagree, Davy.
Do you want to know all the scientific reasons this bullshit happens? Would you like to know why all this scientific bullshit happens?
Hey, Davy, want to listen to Echo and the Bunny Men in my bedroom? That would be cool.
That would be cool. Maybe schmecking some weed.
Oh, yeah. Schmeck a little weed, man, just we'd with his talking dog, man. Watching Donnie Darko director's
put the fucking Echo Men on there. And then how about the church?
Church,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Milky
dude.
Way tonight, baby. Yeah.
Beautiful. Way better than watching this show.
They start like fucking with people and like they break some guy's like porch light. He's like, hey, what the fuck are you kids doing? You know, and like they're like, hey, fuck you, pal. And like the funny thing is he sees the kid, right? And he's like, he sees Davy dressed up as Mars. Like, I know where you live, motherfucker. But like he doesn't say that. But like all you
hitting a mailbox is a felony offense.
There's like six kids in the town. Just be like, hey, who is dressed like a little fucking spaceman asshole? I got it out for that son of a bitch.
But that's like, what's weird. Wouldn't the parents know what they were all dressed as?
Great point. And this is what I was just about to bring up, dude. The only people that encounter these fucking heathen children are the people without parent or without children, because there's no parents in this.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very Charlie Brownish. I don't remember if the parents are around. I think they are in other episodes, if I remember properly, but I might not.
But well, how?
Now it's like maybe like Davy's parents are on a business trip to Grand Rapids and I'll babysit. I run the donut shop.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, Lord. He's manufacturing that business trip to Grand Rapids.
You want to see how I make the holes in the donuts?
Oh, God damn it.
Dude, man, you know what he's doing to the...
Yeah, yeah, I got
he
it.
He takes a piece of dough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, first of all, he puts some flour down.
Well, yeah, you need
and
it.
And then he kneads it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Kneads it hard, you know, into a ball for a
hey,
little
Davey.
While.
And Patreon is actually paid for by people. We don't want to turn anyone off, do we, Davey?
They want... See, in the comments below, they love the new raunchy factor. The unfiltered Patreon page has been a great success.
We should tend towards dicks.
Tend towards
Well, I do consider myself a dick tender.
Dick tenders. Fair. I didn't have dinner.
Nice. Oh, Long John Silver's, huh?
Dick beer. Fresh.
Hey, cool. Dick beer, dick tenders, and Long John Silver's.
You see the video of that fucking idiot breaking that person's arm?
Dude, that's insane. Yeah,
like 50,000 people tweeted that at us.
Oh, yeah. It was unavoidable.
That was like, I was like, when I read the headline, I was like, oh my God, am I going to be able to stomach this? And I was like, oh, God, that's it? I wanted to see bone and blood.
There wasn't going to be a compound fracture. He's not the Terminator.
Well, wow, that'd be a good reboot, huh?
Oh, God, I skipped the fucking time-traveling sequence. So whatever, they take the gun and shoot the beehive thing. Which, there should have been a bee attack. You want to make a spooky Halloween thing, bee attack time.
Well, that's hard to animate, though.
That's hard to animate with the clay.
Well, they build it up when he first goes over to pervert Mr. Green's house. They build it up like, oh my God, is something going to happen? This is my first time doing it.
A beehive in the first act should go over there.
Nothing happens.
Yeah,
he just gets the honey.
And to your point, Eric, I do think it's actually cheap to animate because all you do is make the bee noise and everyone goes, ah, bees. You make them all run around point. Like, ah, bees.
Yeah, you wouldn't try to actually animate clay bees.
Well, if you were Jerry Seinfeld, you might.
Use computers. We got to wait for computer animation to make my bee movie.
So the next morning,
we wake up in Davey's stark room,
he's covered in sweat. He's just had what he thinks is a nightmare, but he can't really remember what it was about.
Mad World is playing,
yeah.
Dude. It's kind of awesome though, because they all wake up like it's after a night of crazy partying, and Goliath comes in like, wake up, motherfucker. You'll never believe what you did last night. And he's like, get out of here. And he won't wake up.
Oh my God. The taste of non-diet sodas in my mouth. I must have really cut loose last night.
Oh, God, is that sun-kissed on my tongue? Oh, I'm so bad.
But no, but he's mad at Goliath because he bit him last night.
Right, he remembers that bite.
And Sally remembers, Davey did something to her, so she's
They're all a bunch of babies, so they can't get, over these small infractions.
And they're all they all justify, I guess this is the moral, is they all justify it to themselves.
Each other, yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I don't have anything to apologize for. Witch did it.
Right.
Mars did it. Fucking Tiger did it.
Right.
But Mr. Klaus, by the way, who's got endless amounts of money. It's like, you know what, man? Some guy comes in, those fucking kids broke my goddamn window. And he's like, hey, man, I'll pay for all the damage.
Which, one, that's weird. But to half a step, though.
Please, sure.
Why are you going into the donut man's house and fucking bitching? Well, his fucking donut factory. And why are you bitching to this guy in his store about people were messing with your stuff?
I think he came to them.
No, they're walking into the store, and he has the line where he's like, people have been walking into my store all day telling me about things that these kids broke, and I keep handing them money to fix it. Because he doesn't want any of these kids tattling.
Yeah, that's it.
He's got to keep these kids quiet.
keep them happy.
That's what it is. Keep them happy. Keep them quiet.
You know why? Because then the cops come around and start being like, hey, what happened to these posters? What happened to these other things?
Yeah. Yep.
And then, you know.
The whole thing unravels.
Uh-huh, so he can't have
Klaus is going down hard. Mm-hmm. And Green's laughing all the way to the bank.
Tossing himself into his own donut contraption to be ripped apart.
What a fitting end for that monster.
Oh, poor Mr.
Like the
Klaus.
Witch at the end of Hansel and Gretel.
Are they eating that witch at the end of that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
I think you would have to, wouldn't
That's
you?
Pretty great.
For the long journey home, you know what I mean?
At least.
Hot witch? Nobody else has ever eaten it. You would be the
that's
first
not
one.
True. That's not true, but if you got a nice sizzling piece of human flesh and it's your... You know, no one's looking.
Going down to Chowtown.
You've got to try it.
It's your mortal enemy, too. So there's no moralistic problem whatsoever.
Grab a hunk of cheek and go for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's very rare to find an enemy that you would actually consume and eat. Like, most of my enemies...
Just to exert your dominance.
Right, yeah. But, a lot of my enemies are just dirty... Garbage people.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't want to eat them, but you get an enemy you kind of respect.
Okay.
That's the one you want to eat.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Right, Chris?
Yes. I agree with that.
It is Patreon. You can tell that story here.
Yeah.
Remember, Chris?
I do remember.
When you were lured into that house as a child?
So, yeah, this dude's paying for everything to keep all these kids hush-hush.
And that's the end of this character. That's a wrap on Mr. Fucking Donuts, by the way.
Because Mr. Green starts putting a full court press on this zoo date. This dude is forcefully ringing the doorbell to this house.
He's at least 15 minutes early. Just in case
he catches this kid in the shower.
So he's like, "Hey, Davey, you ready to come on our zoo date?" And he's like, "Oh,
zoo date?"
And he's like, "Oh,
I guarantee he's just going to put this kid in a cage, and that's the zoo."
But he's like, "Oh, I can't. I feel so guilty. All this stuff happened." And he's like, "Well, it's fine. Mr. Klaus made it all okay."
Yeah, you're not going to break our zoo date, are you?
He's like, "Yeah, but like, oh, but your beehive." And he's like, yeah, fuck the beehive. Fuck the whole bees.
Yeah, I'll burn it to the ground if that's what you want.
But he's like, we gotta go to the zoo. Today is the day we plan to go to the zoo.
Why don't we wreck the beehives and then we buy the zoo?
You know what Mr. Green hates? Broken plans.
But, you know. But
instead, the kid puts him to work.
Oh, really?
That's like my favorite thing about it. It's like, instead, he like teases him a bit.
Well, he's like, you know, he explains himself. He's like, "Well, it turns out that I did it, Mr. Green." He's like, yeah. "Klaus played for it. Don't worry about it. I got that other pervert beat. Don't worry about it." And he's like, no. I still feel bad. You know, maybe I can make it up. Maybe I'll build you another beehive. He's like, yeah. Next week we'll build a beehive after the zoo. That's great. He's like, no, let's do it right now.
And who's going to be doing half that work?
Yeah, this idiot kid doesn't know how to build a beehive.
The pervert. The pervert will be doing the work.
Yeah. Now, we're going to saw some wood. Clink, 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 clink.
Get ready for the work farm, dude, by the way.
Totally.
And it is hot out today.
But it is a thing where they all learn a responsibility because they do all apologize to each other. It wasn't actually Witch. It was me. It wasn't Mar. Which should be Spaceman.
Yes. Wasn't Jason Voorhees.
It wasn't Michael Myers.
No.
But like,
it was Michael Myers.
And it was actually Frank the Bunny that
And it was Jason Voorhees. <Voorhees. laughs>
Yeah.
What are you doing in the middle of the road, huh?
It'd be cool if he was honest about that instead of flipping out like that.
Yeah, exactly. When he got shot in the head.
Wake up, Davey. You're in the golf course again.
You better burn down Mr. Green's house. They'll find the kiddie porn dungeon.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, you're voting for Dukakis.
I always admired the pizza they're eating in that scene. It always looks delicious.
I thought it was bad pizza.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it looks like good pizza. It looks like good suburb pizza.
Okay.
Speaking of golf courses,
comment below if you thought the pizza in Donnie Darko looked good.
Speaking of golf courses, though, the final shot of this is like, "Well, let's go off to my backyard and build a beehive," and like they're just walking in a field.
Move that behind to the beehive.
And it, like, Davey looks at the camera and it's a freeze frame and it's very much like, "Help me." Like, yeah. The end of it.
And that was the last time anyone saw Davey.
Yeah, fucking series finale if I ever heard of one.
If we're going to be working building a beehive, I need to be able to move around, Davey. These pants are constrictive.
I have full boxer shorts under here.
So it'll be fine.
And they cover quite a lot.
Oh,
it's
wait.
It's kind of like a swimsuit.
Did you just see something pop out there? Oh, did it wink at you?
Oh, God.
Well, you know, your dog is just going to get stung by all those bees. You better leave him behind.
Yeah, I don't want him trying to bite those bees.
Actually, don't fall for it, Davey.
Why don't you feed him this special treat I have?
Oh, God.
Hey, Davey, I think you shouldn't go to a secondary location with an adult without any other supervision whatsoever.
At least tell people, like, even if your parents know you've got a zoo date, let them know those plans have changed.
Yes, because maybe going to the zoo where there's a bunch of people, going to this guy's house,
right.
Totally different thing. At the end of this, it should be Davey sitting on a fucking, in a library somewhere, like, "What you just saw was wrong. And here's what you as an adult, as a kid needs to do in this situation." Yeah.
Well, the problem is it's another America, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just we didn't think like that.
We didn't.
At least the Lutheran church didn't.
I don't think anybody was thinking. It was before child molestation was invented in that lab.
Was was anybody embarrassed watching this?
No, I kind of wish all of these were on Netflix because I'd watch them, man. Like, this seems like a good, like...
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Well, they're all as batshit crazy as this
That's
one.
Kind of the idea, you know? I don't know. I enjoy the craftsmanship with the claymation as well.
No, it stinks, man. Yeah. The lighting on this claymation is all over. Like, you watch these things, they're changing shades as they, walk down the street.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, the sun's all fucked up in this planet.
It's like a different planet.
It's a broken Truman Show set.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Maybe I'm nuts.
It is like... It's so boring.
It's very boring.
I was bored to tears by this. And like, whatever. So whenever we talked, like a character, like Davey, the perverts, or the dog.
Yeah.
You slow that down substantially. Yeah. And that's the tone this is going for.
Yeah, the pacing's very
Everything
terrible.
Takes like forever just to get out of the fucking mouth.
And to that point, the first time you see this like this Mr. Kloss making the donuts, it's this crazy thing
time
where
to
like
make the donuts.
He takes forever. Like you're just watching donuts fall out of this machine. Yep. And I'm like, now it's over.
It's setting up now, the universe, you know?
I guess so.
I think this was bad. I wouldn't recommend it.
Were you embarrassed?
I don't know. Not really. I find like the dumb, fast cartoonies of the 80s and 90s to be more embarrassing to watch just because it's, I don't know.
Maybe it's brighter. It's yeah. brighter.
It's yeah. more relevant to
I was
you,
fascinated
possibly.
By this. I was fascinated that they fucking totally let the record skip when God is mentioned. Like, yeah. That's the whole point of this existing. Yeah, why did you make it so awkward?
It's very odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would be curious to check out more of this.
Yes, it's fascinating propaganda.
I'm with Eric on this one.
That's Animation Damnation for this month. Once again, thank you so much for subscribing to our Patreon. Spread the word, of course. Tell your friends. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. For more We Hate Movies Prime, check out WHMPodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Zahner.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Sometimes. That is what I...
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
He's sick, Fox. You've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What the fucking rules
are in the bag? What an excellent day for an exorcism.